morning, Anandi, and welcome back to our studio.
Thank you.
You have some couple of announcements.
Yes.
When it comes to Cali or Casa America,
Casa de la América Latina,
Indigenous.
And a big project with you. If you say yes, I don't know. I say in the radio, and you have to do it.
Yeah. So, what would be that big project?
Tales, but not tales. Words of Yorubindo. Tales, but not tales.
Okay.
I never knew what was the name for that. And I found this as it's perfect. Because, you know, I have a lot of stories, Oroville and the others, that they are magic and nobody believes that they are true.
Mm-hmm.
And I offered to Alan a long time ago, I said, why we don't make for the Oroville today?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's complicated. See, in Argentina, we make a kind of a little brochures, and we let's see, never happened, because nobody was really interested.
Okay.
And a long time ago, Star, when Renu was here, I said to her, oh, that could be nice, because, you know, if I tell you one of the stories, it's a lot of all Orovillians involved.
Yeah.
We can after ask them, could really a very beautiful thing with all the volunteers we have here. We can make videos, and we can make little brochures. If they don't to publish, we could publish. Mm-hmm. The radio also could publish.
Okay, if I understand you correct, you would like to tell personal stories of the people who are
magic stories.
Magic stories.
Yeah, tales, but not tales. Because when I say these things, I have a lot in my life and in Oroville life, and the people say, they are true. They're absolutely true. For instance, when the people are worried for the money, I was with 75 maintenance a week in Oroville.
Yeah.
To go in cycling to Pondi, take a coffee, an Indian coffee, and coming back. What you could do with 75? It was a little more than now, but 100 rupees. And I received a ticket, Air France, not a cheap one, to come back to Argentina. I did that. I didn't did that. That's what I call magic money from the mother, or you call as you wish. But I have a lot of stories like that.
Mm.
And one day I say, why we don't share this? Because now we become a kind of, you know, square. It's like that. You have money.
Square.
We need these kind of things to show. Because when I say now, well, she takes care of me, the people look at me. It's not that I don't do anything. You know that I do. But if I'm doing what I have to do, I have what I need.
Mm.
At that time, I had to come back home because my parents were getting old. And one day I said to the mother, with 75 rupees, at the time a cheap one was $2,000, how am I going to go? Looking, I was living at the camp, looking at the matrimander, I said, never. Mm. I mean, it's a full story, but I got a ticket from the government of Argentina for coming back. Air France, $6,000, $7,000, normal ticket. I don't know. You know, it's cold in my back. And somehow we have forgotten this thing. But this is a personal. Mm. But I have a lot with Orovillians involved, but we can do talks, make them to talk also, yeah?
Okay, so your idea is you would like to record these stories for the radio?
Yeah, but
you like
I cannot do it with you. Like, I don't want to do alone this.
For our listeners, we can also plea to all of you who are listening, and you live in Oroville, or you maybe lived in Oroville a long time ago, there are magical stories.
Tales, but not tales.
If you want to share it, please get in contact either with Anandi or with us on Oroville.
Yeah, because surely they have more. I have at least 10. Huh? We have for a lot of programs. But surely there is more. Of course there is more. Andrea has asked me for a long, long, long time. He wants a program in Spanish, Spanish language. And I was not ready. But now I'm ready to start America Latina Indígena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? We have to talk about that.
So that would be a problem.
Only me, I mean, you cannot be involved in that. It's okay, going to be in Spanish.
Okay, that would be magazines in Spanish.
News and things that happen, news from here and news from there.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, Esther says a very interesting thing in the international meeting. I didn't think of that. She said we have to have news also of what's going on outside, because it's important for Auroville. So I said, ah, it's right. In a magazine like that, I could say they're not very nice at this moment, but I could say also, make comment on what's going on outside, no? Uh-huh. In Latin America, but not too much. But.
Okay, so in near future, yeah. We can look up to magazines in Spanish,
yeah.
America Latina, Indigena.
Sí. Good, you have a good Spanish.
But still, if you say Indigena or indigenous, no, I think that is more about tribal news. Are you going to share
the
tribal
don't
news?
Use the word tribal. There for them is very... You know, I don't like indigenous. And I was working with them long time. Mm. In Argentina, in Mexico, in Uruguay. And I didn't like it. I say native always. But one day, one of the Indians told me something, and from there I changed. She said, Anandi, we go to the world and we have to fight for our rights. And indigenous is the word in English that everybody understands.
That's true.
And está indígena en español. Basta. I say, you are right. And I changed my, because I didn't like it. I like it native and original. They told me, and this is nice, but the people don't understand. I say, basta. No, I don't like, because it's indigenous come from indigente, that people that they don't have money. The roots is horrible.
Oh,
in Spanish, like that, yeah. I don't know in English, but in Spanish it's not nice.
But anyhow, we all do understand when you say indigenous, because the history didn't start it 500 years ago. When
yeah, for me, I'm native, aborigines before the origin. But they say Anandi is indigenous, the word that everybody understands. Mm-hmm. And he was a lawyer, Koya from the north, that was doing a lot of work for indigenous in the world. She said, don't use this, the people don't understand. Use one that everybody in the world understands. I say, good. And I
so that is also the reason why you put the name Carly?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I tell you frankly, it was not easy. Some people from my country, they didn't want it. Because although they have origin indigenous, they didn't want it. I said, well, there is a lot of problems with indigenous people. Aha, I'm not Latin only. And I'm Latin, absolutely. My parents are from Spain. But I say to her, that she's not only European, I say to her, our continent and the subcontinent of us is Latin, but it's not only Latin America. I'm not going to accept that. But you know who started using Latin America? The French. Because they wanted, because they have two or three places in Central America. Mm. And for the music, it's good. The people understand what is Latin American music. But I don't want to use it for the root of the subcontinent, you know? But it was not easy. People wanted only Cal. And I say, no, for me, it's Cali. Also because Cali is the goddess, and Cali is a city in Colombia, no? But it was not easy, eh? No. Possibly some people are going to tell you, I don't get this. Yeah? Okay. I don't care. I'm working on that.
So that's the news from your side.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for today. I'm looking forward stories.
Good.
And for the magazine in Spanish.
Yeah.
In the near future.
Good. Thank you.